You're listening to the show about Double Mint Dragons and Lycan Doobies. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina. And, ow, hang on, I got my socks tangled in my ponytails.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
These are the 80s.
Yep.
90s, cool. 80s, 80s.
So weird, 80s horror film about, not about Will Pompeian. About
horses.
Pumpkinhead.
Oh, yeah, Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead, yes. Yeah.
Oh, you guys know this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I worked at a video store for years.
Yeah, and I'm a horror fan.
I just discovered it, and apparently it has a cult following, and you're all in the cult.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Now you have to watch Phantasm as well. That's got a very good cult following.
Oh,
Phantasm. Right. That's the one.
Phantasm 2 is the best.
Is that Disney's the one with the Phantasm. Ball, the spikes? That's Phantasm.
It's got the tall
right?
man and yeah. like the balls and like
yeah, the ball. Like the tall oh. man with the balls.
Tall man and the balls.
It's
tall man and the balls.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's just him standing there naked. That's the whole movie.
You know, speaking of balls, I was painting minifigures today, and I was having the hardest time painting the one guy's taint.
Tinier brushes.
I had a tiny brush, and I'm just like trying to go between his legs, like to paint his little man panties. I'm like, I'm having a hard time doing his taint.
He took over for you.
There's
he
a special
managed.
Taint brush you need to order from the D&D miniature store.
I need a taint brush for Zardoz.
I think it's a great Kickstarter idea.
The taint brush.
The taint brush. Oh, oh no. You guys, watch out. That will be Denise's next crocheted thing. Will be a taint brush now. Is that
yes.
all? Oh my gosh. All right, I'm alive.
I had to write that down. I put it on a post-it.
Yes, please don't forget that idea.
I got to write that down. That's wonderful.
It's pure brilliant business idea. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
Eric is nervous, I think.
Maybe.
Does he need
that's
a taint brush?
So uncommon.
I would love a taint brush.
Taint brush. I'm going to look it up. Has anyone else ever
yes,
said
I'm sure.
taint brush? Ooh. Taint brush.
Urban Dictionary.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh. An extended soul patch. Oh, my. That's disgusting. No, because, like, then it's the oh, God. Taint brush.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary. Gift that keeps on giving.
You can also follow Taintbrush on Twitter.
Oh my God, you can follow Taintbrush on Twitter. Guys, we're coming for you. Taintbrush.
They only have 4 followers.
Okay, well, they're about to get 5 million more.
That word was, if you look at the activity, it was extremely active in 2012.
Are you sure?
It's been pretty sporadic
oh
since then.
Oh my God. Hey, they said Twitter is stupid as hell. Thanks, Taintbrush.
Taint brush.
Oh yeah. My God. Taint brush is about to lay shit down. Get ready to clean yo taint. All right.
What?
That's what they said. They only have like 3 tweets.
They have 3 tweets.
And 4 followers, and they followed 2 people. All right.
They're not followed by anyone you're following.
If you look, that's what I was. That's the taint I was painting. If you look in the chat.
Oh, look in the chat.
The taint I was painting.
The taint. Oh.
It is Zardoz.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's so amazing. Oh my God. I think you did a really good job. That doesn't look like his taint was hard to paint.
Well, I can't really see his taint, to be fair.
Are we in a Dr. Seuss cartoon? This is so great.
This one, I think, is called a taint.
Oh my gosh.
My mama told me not to say ain't. Oh, lame.
I wish I could think of any other word that rhymes, but I can't.
Oh! No.
That didn't rhyme, you guys. I made it sound like it did, though.
Oh, I didn't notice.
All right.
Good.
Sneaky. Phew.
Everybody, shut up.
Whoa.
That's one of the sounds
that's
I have.
Good, that's a really good start noise. I like
yes,
it.
Yes, it is. It's like we're off. And we're but off.
It's only you. It's only useful the first time, though. We're distracted again. Sorry.
Yep. There you go.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice, I didn't write a recap, but
oh,
I can just get myself back there.
There you were.
In Barovia. No, someone might be, though. Spoiler That's alert right. to the recap.
That's right.
Just, oh, I'm bringing yeah. it back. Tarantino right. in it.
Okay.
So here we are. Yes. You're in the one of the levels of the Tomorrow Today offices, and there are guards rushing down the corridor toward you all.
Mm-hmm.
And much to Eric's surprise, you all dilly-dallied, not a tag. You hopped into the room with the brazier that was identical to the one you had found in Barovia.
So really, it was identical?
I mean, pretty yeah. much there were those carvings underneath the stones that were not in the one in Barovia. Right, and there was also no yeah. fancy riddle that...
Okay, right. But I'm just curious because, like, yeah. the container itself, like, looked just.
I
like,
mean, you
wow,
didn't, like, compare your Polaroids or anything like that. But,
Man, why didn't I look at my Polaroids?
I don't know.
It's disappointing.
You looked real quick at the descriptions you found etched under each stone, and you decided right away that you were just going to go to Flow A,
mm-hmm.
which the stone matched the one that Will had kept from Barovia.
Yeah.
That he had stolen about all those many
stolen?
Weeks ago.
Nobody was even using it. It was in an empty castle full of crying vampires. Who cares? Guys,
Will
I'm getting
is currently
into character
wanted
already?
For petty larceny in Barovia, specifically for that stone.
That's so stupid.
Madam Eva is pushing or pressing
so many
charges.
Just the one dumb yeah,
who
stone.
Would be who would be the one to press charges? Who has that castle now? I don't know.
Who does
Rahadin, but he disappeared.
I mean, Nick's Tomorrow rotting
today.
In it somewhere.
Oh, shut up, you
Maybe
bully.
Maybe he can claim it.
What about the Ditz worst? Lady? What happened to Ditz Lady?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, we did escort her out. I remember you saying that in the ending credits.
Actually,
the other guy did, right?
Ismark.
Okay, yeah. Did. I just remember you mentioning them, like they were walking away or something. Yeah.
During
okay.
my cinematic camera flyover.
Right.
Lord of the Rings shot.
Right.
Of the end of season one.
I was
one.
Sobbing too hard to actually listen at that point.
Aww.
So you threw that yellow stone in, and everybody went in one after the other, and then Will mage-handed, or maged-handed, the other yellow stone above the fire, and then hopped in with the thought that as he went through, the mage hand would disapparate.
Hopefully.
Dropping the stone into the brazier so that way if anybody tried to follow you, they would instead find themselves in the master's tomb.
Yeah.
All the way back in Barovia.
Okay.
You don't know if that happened.
Right, I don't.
But you all did appear in a little, looks like kind of, it was kind of like a break roomy kind of space.
Yeah.
And you peered out and you found yourselves in one of the tunnels underneath the town.
Mm-hmm.
This one was one of the more used ones. Is someone painting a taint?
I know, it totally sounds like...
Yeah, I can hear it too. Alex, are you like...
Are you painting
your taint?
He's slurping
his beer out of his keyboard.
He's got his straw. He's just... Yeah, he's sucking it up.
It was so like squishy sounding, right? Like...
Yeah,
it was like someone using too much paint to paint a taint.
Oh my God.
He's still not making any noise.
It was just a very specific noise that I couldn't ignore.
Can you hear the rustling of my shirt when I do this?
No, I don't think so.
Because it's lighting up. No.
No,
I don't think so.
Anyway, so you peered out into this tunnel. It was more used than that decrepit one that you fought the oozes in and lost dear Marco in. You saw two sets of guards, one from the front side and one from the back side. Sorry, anybody from the cliff side. That's the rude term. You rushed out, you hornswoggled the two watersiders and managed to subdue them, and the cliffsiders were very happy. They applauded your efforts, they let you through, no questions asked. You left the two incapacitated guards in their care. They gave you some directions, they told you a couple different ways you can go down the passageway, and you guys opted to follow the pipe all the way back to the caves in the rear of the town.
Okay.
After a long haul, a bit of a hike, you found yourselves at another gate. Mo impressed you all with his muscles as he ripped up a corner. of the gate, so you could all squirm through as you didn't find a good way to unlock it. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it at all.
Oh, he tried. He tried. He really did.
Yeah, he really did. Aww.
E for effort.
You kept going. Just around the corner, the pipe that you had been following ended abruptly, just with an open end to the pipe. Mm-hmm. And the passageway continued on. Mm-hmm. Will put his foot down, and he put his other foot down and refused to go any further, claiming to be worried about being drowned.
Yeah, that somebody was like,
But
you don't have to worry about that.
I think he was just tired of walking.
Maybe. Yes.
Bathwack.
Speaking of toddlers.
Stayed with him. Made sure to feed him his mashed peas while the rest of the party continued on. And not much longer after that came upon a ladder leading straight up. The passageway ended in this sort of just squared off end unnaturally. And the ladder went up. I think Gwen went up to open the trap door. It might have been Rufina.
Gwen. I think I did. What did I do?
I don't
Something.
Know.
Someone I think I waited until you guys did that.
You went back to get Will, I think is what happened. Yeah.
That's right.
Poor Rufina.
Just like Babe, Pig in the City, you went back and herded the other two. Lost sheep along to the ladder, and everybody went up as it was revealed that the ladder led to a cave full of glowing lichen, which you can assume is a lichen cave. The trap door, as you closed it, looked very hidden. It was very hard to tell it was there unless you knew to look for it. Mm-hmm. There was a few different ways to get out of the cavern, a few different passageways. You picked the one that looked slightly bigger, and headed off that way.
And that was it.
Yeah. That's what happened last time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Oh, this was fun. Bye, guys.
Bye. Have fun in New Hampshire. All right. So you've decided to push onwards through this random passageway in hopes of finding something.
We're going to get lost. Going to die in a cave.
Okay. So you're going.
Yeah?
You're following the leader. Oh, I think Bathwack's leading, actually.
Yeah. Bathwack just decided to go down the bigger cave.
Yep.
And we all just followed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we just followed.
I thought there was some discussion at the end of, like, do we want to go back and sit down and rest? Or
yeah. Which I...
Right.
Yeah. I guess that was that what we ended with? Like, just wondering if we should rest in the cave?
I think it was maybe even technically after we ended. Yeah. You guys were out of character talking about that.
Yeah. Mm. I mean,
but for now, you're walking.
Okay, we're walking. Here we go.
But also, get we can't really in. Sleep, so.
Gwen can, right?
Yes.
I can sleep.
Mo can!
Rub it in.
There's other people.
There's other people, but nobody cares.
And there are other people.
So you're walking along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any conversation anybody wants to have with each other, or if this is just this silent death march. Cave.
If we're like walking, like Gwen's just gonna be like, so guys, just out of curiosity, like, does anyone want to talk about what happened in their cells?
I was bored. There was nothing to do.
So nothing happened to you.
No, like in lizard folk lair, at least it was dirt and you could dig in dirt and make things out of dirt. Aww. This is just stone. You couldn't do anything.
Well, okay. Well, was everyone else just bored?
I got an almond. Wait, was it a cashew? Yeah.
How did you get that?
From a worm, just like the first time.
Nobody brought me any food.
They must have forgotten you were there.
Wait, so a worm visited you?
Yeah, there was a little hole in the corner of the cell, and all of a sudden, out popped a nut, and then out popped a worm.
And Rufina, you suddenly remember it was a macadamia nut.
A macadamia
nut? I knew it was some kind of nut. It was a long time ago. It was like 20 minutes.
Did you recognize the worm? Like, do you know this worm?
I mean, a lot of worms are related, so I had a feeling it was maybe one of, you know, colleague of one of the ones I brought to their homes. And sure enough, it seemed to know me and my antics.
And
Rafina smiled like this.
Was that a bug pun?
No, but Rafina is very charmed by herself.
Yeah, good.
Rafina, though, the macadamia nut was okay. Like it was.
Yeah. Well, this happened before we knew you, Gwen.
Yeah, it did.
Yes. See, I have verification, though I don't think Gwen needs verification for the things I say. But
sorry. Sorry for trying to back you up. You know, see, because I'm so used to stories like that bizarre, actually just, you know, seeming like the truth, right? We don't ever need to back those kinds of stories up. Excuse me. Go tell your stories about the worms that provide you with peanuts almonds. That's
almonds,
what it was.
Yes, that's you. Will stole my punchline.
Oh no.
A worm brought me an almond.
God, I'm horrible today.
And it well, you're cranky. You haven't had your nap.
Yeah.
So I ate the almond and it made me feel really, you know, refreshed. And that same thing happened with the macadamia nut. And then I was able to ask if the big old daddy worm could come along. Methuganar. Crap. It's a good thing I forgot his name. No.
Methuthala. Mesothelioma.
Melugnar.
Very close.
No, it's right.
You're one consonant off. It's Melugamar.
Oh, Melugamar. I think I wrote it down.
Are you sure? I wrote it down too. I'm going to double check.
You guys wrote it down wrong if you put it
in. I wrote it down phonetically.
Well, N is not phonetically synonymous.
I have an
with the
N.
Letter.
I have NAR.
It's Mar.
Oh,
crap.
No.
This happened
you sang
again?
It wrong. What? Who? That was,
who cares?
That was not Mel Yugamar. Oh, shit. Good thing you didn't follow it. It would have gone to worm hell.
This happened with Chilchara as well.
Yeah.
Chilchanar. What's happening with your consonants, Eric? You cannot communicate consonants with us anymore. This is very scary.
Hey, I'm not the one that said whatever word you said at the beginning of this recording session that I can't remember in reference.
I have no idea what
you're talking about. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the way that you said it. Yeah, I twice.
Hubabada-babada. That's like my favorite thing I've ever heard in my life.
Plosive.
Yeah, something plosive.
Oh, yeah.
Plosively. Anyway.
Anyway, Rafina is like the queen of worms or something like that. They give her nuts. We don't know what's going on.
But you're positive that this was a worm that you knew, like a friendly, good worm?
Yeah, it spoke to me. It talked to me about myself and about itself. And we had a nice little conversation. And I'm sure it's not poison because I'm still standing here and Rafina suddenly falls over. He says, just kidding.
Oh, Rafina, your antics. I like them too.
Okay.
That was my story. Let's hear someone else's. And she pokes. Who's next to me? It doesn't really matter. Bathwick. Poke, poke.
I got a chance to catch up with Captain Clockface. It turns out that he wasn't very far away after all.
What was he doing?
He spent the day in the Rolodex of Rooney.
Yep.
Until these same guys who hauled us away grabbed him. I guess they grabbed him earlier in the day than they found us.
I think that's suspicious. How would they even know that he was, I guess they were spying on us. That's true. Never mind. That's suspicious anyway, because why would they care? If he wasn't even involved in our episodes up in the candy store, why would he have been arrested with the rest of us? I think it's weird. I think Clockface could be in on something. And I look over at Clockface as I mark the wall with chalk, because that's how I'm going to navigate my way.
He has pulled out his hip dagger and he's pointing it at you.
Get that thing away from me.
Really? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Is he like really threatening me, or is it like a playful thing?
It looks more playful.
Yeah. Whatever, Clockface.
For some reason, you can't read his face,
though.
Were
there any clock ladies or clock whatever you're into at the Rolodex-a-Rooney? Why were you there?
Will, they have a little bit of everything there.
He does a little shimmy.
He does oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Wait, did you perform at the Rolodex-a-Rooney?
He shakes his head.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not... I'm not impressed anymore. I was suddenly excited, and now I don't care. All right. And I just keep
because
walking.
We hope that you'd earned a lot of money and they could give us some.
I mean, yeah, a dancing clock. A dancing clock?
A dancing clock face.
The funny thing is, he doesn't even like have any clocks on him. We just call him clock face.
I don't know why we call him clockwork.
Yeah. He's like, what's his face? Cogsworth from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. He's, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think people would pay to see Cogsworth dance.
They did. Wow. It was called Going to See Beauty and the Beast.
God, I'm so confusing. I don't know. But yeah, I want to know, like, what was your, what were you looking at? Or Bathwack, do I have to talk to this guy who can't talk? Can you just tell me what he said? What did he look at? What did he see? What was he doing? Did he perform? Was he naked? I want to know.
We didn't really go into that. I was, I was basically satisfied with his answer. You know, he didn't, you know. I was glad to see him again.
That you were just satisfied with the answer? That's it? Like, don't you want to know if he takes off his outside to strip? That's what I want to know. But already you know, he said he didn't dance. So
you can
I'm just,
ask him.
I try.
He's really good at answering yes or no questions.
I think he's good at answering your questions, but he just wants to stab me, and I jerk my thumb over it.
His knife is gone.
Face. Oh, great. Now, see, look, he's making me look like a liar. That takes a lot to do. Oh, clock face.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like, at one point, he actually started talking to me, like, with a voice.
What?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you were just kidding. I knew it. I knew it. Trying to make me look like a fool. You and clock face.
Will knew he was a person all along.
Oh. So you just, nobody came to visit, it was, you just sat there? You didn't get a macadamia nut or anything?
Yeah, I mean, Captain Clogface and I talked. We talked for a pretty long time, I think. I don't know, I kind of lost track of time, and then I just decided to wait and see what happened. And I was just thinking about trying to leave when the door just exploded off of its hinges.
That was fun.
Yeah, Rafina.
Well, what about you, Will?
Oh, well, I mean, I think I told you already that my magical powers were removed. Like, my cell must have had something weird going on in it because I still, like, even after those guys went away, you know, the chanty guys that removed everyone's magic, or I'm assuming, did we all lose our magic when those chanty guys were there?
I didn't have my magic in the cell.
Oh, well, but even when we left the cell, I still didn't have magic. It was like a thing that happened to me. I like felt it. It was not cool. So I think they were like really trying to control us in there. That's really pretty much what happened. So
you weren't visited by anyone or anything familiar and nobody gave you anything like a macadamia nut, maybe?
No, I did,
did
not.
Someone give you a macadamia nut?
I did not receive any nuts.
No, I did not get a macadamia nut.
A different kind of nut?
No.
How about you, Will? Were you talking to anybody? Like I was talking to Captain Clockface?
I was like...
I mean, I didn't hear anything.
No, I was talking to myself. I wasn't really talking to anybody. Do I have to roll anything for saying that?
I'm not making anybody roll anything right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then that kind of gave something away, so he knows that I'm probably at least not telling the full truth.
I didn't say anything, you did.
I just said it, so that's all I'm gonna... He's not making me roll, but I just gave it away, so you can decide whether you want to pursue it or not, I guess.
I'm letting everybody interpret what they will from the way that people are acting right now.
Will, is that a... Wait, I can just see, right? Is the crown still on Will's head?
Will looks like somebody else right now, I think.
I do. Yeah, I looked like one of those guards.
Marco, I think.
Marco? Did
well,
I pick
you
Marco?
Were Marco when you talked to the other guards. I don't know if you switched.
I was, yeah. I don't remember if I switched either.
You could decide now. But yeah, Will
I don't know if I ever got to see Will in his normal shape ever. since we broke out of the cell.
You did when you broke out of the cell.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the crown on.
I had the crown on, and I had a suit on that I hadn't been wearing before, right?
You showed up when you teleported into Gwen's apartment. I don't think you
I was. I looked like Bernard.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't. I think that's it. So I would have, the suit would have been different.
You saw Will at when the worm ate all the doors off. You saw Will with the crown on and wearing a new dark red suit.
Yeah.
Mm. And he's still, okay.
I'm still wearing it, but I don't, presumably you can't still see wearing the, that suit. Yeah.
All right. And I still have the, you haven't disguised me at all, so I still have the crown on my head.
Yeah, nope. I haven't cast that spell because I really can't.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Will, what do you mean? You said you felt like your powers were running away? Is that what you said?
Yeah. It was like...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now. It was I was surprised when all of the rest of you were casting spells and shit because I still was... I couldn't... I mean, I was myself. I couldn't cast anything. It was weird. I don't know why it affected me. Maybe it's because all of you have been practicing magic for so long. You probably studied it and stuff like that. I just got it granted to me for some fucking reason that I don't even know. So, you know, I'm special and I have to figure it out. I have no idea why I didn't have magic for a while.
Well, I mean, I didn't know why I didn't have magic either.
So you still didn't have it in the cell, but when you came out, but when you came out, you could still remember when you tried to teleport or whatever I would call it, dimension door to the room and you hurt yourself. I couldn't even cast magic then. But
I got it back while I was in the cell.
Oh, I didn't.
But at first in the cell, I didn't have it.
Yeah. My magic also came back when I was in the cell.
Yeah.
And nobody visited you in the cell.
Nope.
Hmm. And the only thing any of you got was the macadamia nut. Nobody else got any gifts or whatever.
Oh,
if you
man,
were.
I Did wish you I got get some a gifts. Gift?
Well.
No, I didn't.
No, I want to hear what Gwen says because it sounds like Gwen got.
Yeah.
Some gifts.
I did, and I thought. It was good, but I don't know now.
Okay, what is
it? It's not much. It's and she pulls out this little like sparkly purple pouch. She's like, it's just this.
Hmm. Where did you get it from?
What's in there?
I can basically pull any candy that I've made out of this pouch, which is pretty cool. And I thought it was a really nice gift until I realized. The person who gave it to me wasn't the person I thought it was. So now I'm a little afraid of it.
Wait, what? What do you mean? The person you gave it? Who did you see someone in your cell?
Well, yeah.
Who was
it? But it wasn't. It wasn't who. I don't know what to think right now because I thought it was somebody that I knew and that I knew very well and that they were doing something very nice to me. Although they said some mean things to me. Well, not me. I shouldn't say they said mean things to me, but I don't know. I'm just really confused right now, and I'm really unsure about this
pouch. Were they rude and obnoxious?
But who was it?
No, they weren't.
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was a very good friend of mine.
Who's that?
Well, I mean, if you need to know their name is Moondreamer.
Hmm, it's a pretty name.
Do you know them?
No.
Oh.
Do I know
why him? Would Moondreamer be down in the whatever the holding place we were? Why would who's Moondreamer? Does Moondreamer work for Tomorrow Today?
I don't think so.
That sounded almost like you were like maybe Moondreamer works for Tomorrow Today.
I don't think Moondreamer works for Tomorrow Today, but the one in the cell
was not Moondreamer. You think?
No, I know it wasn't. Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Why do you think that?
Because then I saw them afterwards and they didn't remember seeing me in the cell. Right. They said
So you saw the real one?
Yeah. What I think is the real one. Now I'm just, I don't even
Wait,
know.
But the person that gave you the pouch was not who you think. You think it's the fake Moon Dreamer. Can I see the pouch? Yeah.
You can see with your eyes, but not your hands.
Ooh, why?
Well, I don't know if this is good or bad. I don't want anyone else touching it. I mean, I'm already touching it, you know. I was going to cast Detect Magic on it just to see if I could see what type of magic it is. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. Hmm. It's not going to tell me that, but I just was kind of curious. Like, I'm a little bit worried about it now.
Will looks nervous.
All right. Will looks normal,
looks the
guys.
Same. Yeah. Also, he's like, but I mean, I have lots of things to talk about. And he looks at the woman that's also with us, apparently, I guess.
Yeah, she's there.
I think we need to get out of here. Like, I think we, right? Because the thing is, Brazier only had a few places to go. So they're going to know we're somewhere, one of those places, right? And the cave was one of those places. So we have to get out of this cave, right?
I don't want to be anywhere near tomorrow today at all. We need to get away from them at all costs.
For now, yes. Regroup, come back, kill everyone is my plan. But let's get out of here first. Whoa. I exaggerate.
Did Mo talk you into that plan?
Exaggerate.
We're on cliffside now.
what is that?
We're on cliffside now, though. I mean, they seem to have less influence here.
I mean, maybe, but maybe this entire town has like weird stuff going on. And you know how I hate the woods, but I'm thinking we need to get out of this town entirely. Like, just go park in the woods for a little bit. I wouldn't know the word park. Oh, yes, I would. Carriages. Park a carriage? Yeah. Okay, park. Sure. Not cars.
And how about parks?
Go park our station wagon. Yeah.
Parks.
I'm going to
go
park.
Parks don't go anywhere. Let's go That's park. What a park does.
That's what you say when you go to the park. I'm going to go park.
Let's go park at the park.
Do you think we could get our hands on some magic paper? But maybe we don't follow the original plan.
Bathwack.
Today.
I grabbed a bunch of magical paper from in there. Did I not tell you? Did you guys see? Bathwack wasn't even with us.
No, I wasn't.
You didn't
see
me, Bathwack, and I opened my bag and there's just shit everywhere. It's just so just much like, stuff. Yeah, no, I'm making it rain.
Is it really? Is it really the magic paper?
I grabbed magic paper from, I think you said it was magic, right? Mm-hmm. You said it was magic.
I grabbed some books. I mean, I hope that's not stealing, but honestly, at this point, I don't like them and I don't like what they're doing. So I think that what I took is going to help us get to the bottom of
it. It's not even that. Gwen, you didn't steal it. It was your information to have. It was your information. I gave you your book. I carried all the rest of this myself. I gave you your book, and you don't have to worry about being a terrible person and a thief, okay? Don't worry, Gwen. Don't burden your pure little candy-making soul because you didn't steal anything.
Wow. Is he being sarcastic?
I think he's being sincere.
I mean, the logic is sound, so.
But I have this pouch that, well, I guess I didn't steal this pouch, but I don't know who gave it to me, I guess.
Are you showing it to us?
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like, can I roll some? Oh, you don't want us to roll right now.
This is different. It's not an interaction.
Can I roll like an arcana check or something?
Sure.
Just to look with my eyes?
Yeah. You can roll an arcana check to look with your eyes.
That's the same thing that Captain Clockface told me he did in the Rolodex of Rooney.
He rolled it.
Rolled an arcana check to look with his eyes.
Oh my god, my arcana blows. It's a 7.
She told you it's magical, right? I mean, you, it looks like a pouch.
Yeah, cool.
It's very
cool.
Sparkly.
That's a cool pouch. I wouldn't look a gift moonbeam, whatever the heck it was, in the mouth.
Moon,
I guess
moon dreamer.
Well, it's a unicorn. I mean, so you can say gift horse if you want.
It's a unicorn.
I want to meet your unicorn friend.
A unicorn visited you in jail?
Yes.
God. guys, did I have the most boring story in the jail series of shenanigans?
Mine was very boring.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. Me and Mo, guys, we're the boring guys. A unicorn visited her in her cell. Did you hear this, Mo?
What is unicorn?
It's like a horse with a horn. I think they're magic.
That's
they are.
Deer.
No, one horn. One pointy horn in the middle. And they're like magic.
Una, corn, horn. Like uniboob.
I feel like Mo calls like those deer and he eats them.
Yep. That's how Mo gets his magic. Yeah. He just eats unicorns.
You described deer. One horn, middle head.
Oh, no.
Very magic. Yummy.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I don't know if that's bad or not.
You poop red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple after you eat. In that order.
In that order.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's amazing. All right.
Now you know it's run its course.
Up there, Violet! Whoo!
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And what happened before the jail? It was the candy stuff.
Yep, fight with Ricardo.
Stuff. Okay. I'm trying to think if there was anything other outstanding that Will would... Oh, yeah, this lady. He really wants to talk to this lady, but I don't think he wants to do it in the cave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot about that lady.
Yeah, I didn't. I've been stressed out about it for 2 weeks. I've been like... Oh, my gosh. All right.
And Rafina, you just barked your shin on something very hard.
Oh, no.
And it goes clang!
Ow!
Oh,
crap.
Oh!
And...
All right.
And you
no,
and you look, and it is the end of a pipe.
What?
Why did they end the pipe here,
guys? That's also weird. The other pipe ended with nothing. Isn't the pipe supposed to carry water? Why is it emptying into a cave under a room, and now this pipe just ends randomly?
Maybe that's why lichen grows in the cave.
Maybe they have to flood it to grow the lichen. I don't know.
That's what I was trying to say. Thanks
for. Oh my God.
Sheep eating.
Sheep eating?
What?
Is that from Babe?
This is from Pork Fried Dice, like episode 56 or something. It was like early on, and I had never heard it. I thought you were just talking about sheep heating. But it was sheep heating, like repeating, but like saying something a woman says later. And then you get the man gets the attention. And I think, I can't remember who.
When did. You say that.
As you explain, dawns on Marblehead, sings a wonderful opera, and we all understand what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. This is weird. Do we see the end of
maybe
the pipe?
They're the ends of a vacuum cleaner, and they suck all the lichen off the wall. There.
Oh,
you can
God.
Put that probably. In instead.
You know, you probably. Guys, we can breathe underwater, but if they suck all the air out of this cave, I don't want to die in here like that either.
You can breathe underwater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
We
that's the
can.
One special thing about us. Isn't it kind of lame?
That's the one special thing, Rafina.
No, wait, the, you guys can't sleep and you can breathe underwater.
But also.
Yeah, the Rafina... last thing was a gift from the golden trout.
The but rainbow trout.
And the first one is a gift from I don't know who, and I'm not sure it's a gift.
Rafina tries to tell if there's anything, if she can feel air going in or out of the pipe.
No. You don't feel any air
Neither?
Going in or out. Nope. It feels still, the air at the end of this pipe.
Is this a defunct pipe, perhaps?
I don't know.
Where does this pipe face? Like, what?
The opening, it is just an open end to the pipe.
Okay.
It's facing the way you came from, and then the pipe itself runs the way you were going. If that is clear.
You guys, I say this as somebody who may or may not have experienced fooling people for my benefit, but...
May or may not.
May or may not. But is there a possibility that, like, they don't even need the water or something? Like, why are these pipes being controlled and manned with all these guards and the pipes are coming from the water side, but, like, they're just ending? Is there any sign of water anywhere? Like, is there water in the pipe at all? A drop? Is it moist in there? Running a finger along it?
Well, there...
Yeah, it's a cave. It's going to be moist.
Yeah, everything is kind of damp. But yeah, the inside of the pipe doesn't feel any more or less damp than the rest of the cave.
Okay. I don't get
maybe
it.
Maybe they move the water around. You know, maybe they need the water to grow new lichen. And since it's already growing here, they don't need the water on.
Is the water... I thought the water was for the paper plant, though, or something. I mean,
it's
maybe
both.
They said
the pipes
that?
Run both to the plants as well as to the cave.
Okay. So, like... Oh, man, that is weird. Maybe you're right, Bathwick. Maybe it's like they flood the cave, but... There's a pipe up here
Should
and
we
a
travel
pipe below.
In the pipes?
Oh, did you say travel inside a pipe?
Oh, yeah, man. Because we can breathe underwater.
I think we need to get out of this cave.
Well, the pipe.
This is a small pipe, right? This isn't a pipe we could climb into. This is like.
It might be a very tight fit for Rafina and Halula. Yeah. Everybody else, no way.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to fit in that pipe, and I cannot breathe underwater, so.
Good point.
Rafina squirms back out of the pipe.
Hey, Gwen, have you ever, like, how long have you lived in this town? I say as I walk faster because I'm getting more nervous.
I've lived here about 5 years.
Okay. Have you ever heard, like, how do you know when they're flooding the cave? Like, if that's what it is, when they're running the water, do you ever hear an alarm? Is there ever anything that you need to be aware of? Nobody go in the cave or everyone's going to die. Like, is there anything like that?
I mean, no. Since I've lived on Waterside, no. I mean... I've worked a few different places, and I've never heard anyone anywhere talk about special things about flowing water or alarms or anything like that.
Okay. We are going to find out what's going on here, because I admire their creativity, but I am angry. I am mad that they tried to arrest me. That's ridiculous. So we need to get out of here and regroup and recoup and...
Repoop
in the woods, probably, which sucks. I mean, that's what I think. But I guess I could camp in the woods alone. I'm super brave now. I've done it like 12 times.
Oh, no, Will, I'm right there with you. I would like to get out of here. I'll do anything. And I mean, I'm not below sleeping anywhere.
Ooh.
Maybe it would help if we talked about what
anyone.
It is we want to do. Like...
Hey, Clockface.
Everybody in the party's eyebrows go up and they smile a little bit. Everyone. Even Captain Clockface.
Oh, well, especially Captain Clockface.
I'm just saying his eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
And his smile.
Wow, he grows eyebrows just to waggle them around.
Uh-huh.
Should we follow the... I don't think... Guys, they could be coming to the cave. We don't even know what the cave... Like, we didn't take the cave stone brazier teleportation circle thing. We took flow A. So they could be headed toward the cave right now.
Do we want to find some place to be until we're going to meet with Crumplemire?
Yes.
Is that our plan?
I like that plan.
And are we going to try to go back underground and... give paper to that to the creature?
Crick, crick.
Or are we gonna
creature?
Yeah. Crick, crick.
Crick,
yeah,
crick.
We met somebody who he I don't really understand why he's living under the city, but
is this cliffside or waterside?
It's right in the middle, really. He said if we bring him some paper, we can use it to destroy the wall.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is what he said.
Are you sure that he's not associated with those tomorrow today people?
Now
because
I'm really worried about it.
Yeah,
I don't
honest.
Trust anything.
I'm worried that maybe the wall is protective, actually. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
I don't know how we're going to meet with Crumplemire unless they're totally okay with what we've done in this town, because they have that whole magical thing where they can tell that we're in disguise and stuff like that. I guess I could disguise us with physical disguises. That would be fun. Come on, guys. I do have a disguise kit. But anyway, I still think we should wait. I think we should go somewhere else, rest, and at the very least get out of this cave like right now.
Well, we're meeting him tomorrow? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Today. Yeah.
All right. So we've got the night to survive.
Yes. And we can't go through waterside. We have to make sure that we go through cliffside.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure about cliffside at this
point. Yeah, are there exits from the town from cliffside, Gwen?
There is one, well, up by the cave, and then there's one to the east a little bit, but it's more towards the middle, and it's a little closer to waterside than I like.
Hmm.
There's no exits from cliffside.
There are?
No.
What's these little holes?
It's just my dumb map.
What a dumb map.
Yeah. Forget I said that. There are no exits.
Oh, man. Okay, there are no exits.
These are all cliffs the whole way around.
Oh, man. Well, that's going to be fun. Climb them? At the very least,
be very hard, but I mean, theoretically, they're not, you know, unless there's some sort of magical barrier. I mean, if you can climb a cliff... Oh, you can dodge a ball.
We just need to get out of this cave. I think we just need to get out of the cave and see what's going on up there, because we're gonna die down here probably no matter what. And they're gonna either come here like really fast teleportation wise or I don't know. I think we should just keep going. What do you want us to do? Should we
shut up? Don't ask me that.
Should we follow I mean, I don't think we should follow the pipe right now. If we want to go pipe exploring, we can do that when we come back after we've rested and I have a million spells.
I would like to get out of this cave and I would like to get as far away as your pop. But I don't want to you guys are more adventurers. Then. Yeah, you guys are more seasoned adventurers.
Oh, I am. We don't know how to get out of here, so
let's just wander.
Wander?
Yeah, let's just go.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
You sound like us. All right.
I mean, we don't know. Anyways, as good as the other right now.
Right.
As far as I can tell.
So yeah, by wander, does that mean you're going to go back to where you came from and go down the other passageway, or are you going to go where this pipe is going?
Oh. Well, where would the pipe go? To the water? Does it look like it goes deeper underground?
If anything, you think the passageway might be sloping up.
Oh.
Hmm.
Let's follow it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we should see where this goes. Carefully.
What have we got to lose? Is this way or the other way?
If we go the other way, that's tomorrow today. So I'd rather take my chances this way.
Fair.
Okay. So you follow the pipe. You go down the cavern. It bends a little bit to the left, and you find yourselves face to face with another gate.
Oh my god.
I thought you were going to say another crick.
with a door set in it, and the pipe goes through the gate, like the fence.
And are there guards?
There's nobody there.
Is the gate open?
There's a handle. It's like a metal, like solid metal door with a handle like in the middle of it.
Let's try it.
All right. Bathwack tries the gate and it opens.
Oh, sweet. All right. This is clearly the right way, guys.
Do I have my open
Make sure you sound? Close it, the door behind you, though, just in case.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, great news.
It's there.
Yep. You open the door, and then you close it behind you.
Stupid. I feel like it's grinding.
Yep.
Needs to be oiled a little bit. As you close the door behind you politely, you notice two things. There's no such convenient handle on this side.
Oh, no.
Also, it says in big, bold red letters, there's a placard on it. It says, authorized personnel only. Lichen reservoir. Prevent contamination at all costs.
Oh,
whoa,
no.
Whoa, the lichen is so important.
Oh, whoops. No.
And again, that's facing back the way you, like if you were going through it the other way, you would see this sign.
Right. I'm just saying we contaminated it. Like authorized personnel only, it said.
Authorized personnel only, lichen reservoir.
Oh my goodness.
Prevent lichen contamination at all costs.
Hold on. I'm going to stick my hand in the door before it shuts.
Okay. Stop it from shutting.
But I have a question.
What?
Oh, me too.
Lichen counts as an animal, right?
It's not an animal. No.
That's a different
kingdom.
But
we're related to it.
Abby's related to it.
Abby and Rafina are both related to lichen.
Please meet my distant relative, Carbon.
They Might Be Giants would not lie to me. My brother the ape, that's what it was. My brother, they talk about distant cousin Lycan. But I believe you.
I don't believe it's in the same kingdom as us.
I think no, it's just I, that it's a weird kind of organism, right. Kind of like those the what are they called? The slime molds. I think it's like a weird animal like that, right? I mean,
I feel like,
but I don't know if it's an animal kingdom. I think it's an organism that's a weird one that's hard to classify. It maybe has, I can't island. Remember this. There
I
we
think
go.
The DM just doesn't want me to talk to the lichen.
You should.
It looks like they're in the kingdom, the fungi kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Are slime molds in the fungi kingdom? Or are they
slime
molds? Those are those weird things that people are like, are these aliens? Is this like an alien?
It's an informal name given to several kinds of unrelated organisms.
Yeah.
They were formerly classified as fungi, but are no longer considered part of that kingdom.
They are no longer fun.
No, it's not a fun guy. It's okay. Sure. I'll look it up later. But
Bethwack's really strong, but you know, when you keep your arm up in the air holding the door open for a long time, you still get tired.
He says out loud to her.
Uh-huh. That conversation only took 6 seconds.
That's true. Exactly. Yep. So what were we? He holds his hand up.
This sign makes me wonder.
Yeah.
Do we want to contaminate the lichen?
We already
did. I mean, maybe we did just fortuitously. Maybe we've already done it and there's nothing we can do to undo it. But
there were no alarms.
I know. No one will catch us if we do something to
well, we could destroy the economy of a whole town. That sounds exciting. I am up for eliminating competition wherever I can. Bathwack, would you like me to set fire to all the lichen? I'm actually not sure.
I mean, we're probably
really cool
not
going to
destroy it all. There's probably more, right?
But also maybe not. Maybe this is all their lichen and we've already destroyed it.
But it's not all. We don't know whose it is. I mean,
I will say that the lichen, just so you know, the glowing lichen is still here and it's still forward along the passageway.
Oh.
It's not all like on the other side of this gate.
That's have a thought. Weird. Do you think maybe the lichen is involved in making the paper?
Yes, yeah. It is. Because I think that's in the brochures.
Oh, where do you need that?
Yeah. Yes. It's like part of their economy.
I don't think I ever saw the brochures though. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm allowed to ask that.
Yeah. It's definitely part of their paper making process. It's like how they get the magic or something. Like rifle through the brochure.
It's pretty important. Yeah. Usually okay. this lichen is only found in Underdark.
The Underdark.
But for some reason it's growing here and they can easily get it.
Yeah.
And
So we're contaminating as we speak, or maybe it's something else that we could have contaminated if they fill it with water or if they fill it with something else. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a turtle, not a lichenologist.
Do you want to go pee on it?
That won't be contaminating it at all.
Hey guys. I'm not liking this. Waka waka.
Rafina, I'm not liking this either.
High five.
So should we just, should we just leave it?
I totally high five Rafina, though. I like that she made that joke. It's a low five for me, but it's a high five for her.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm not liking it either. High five. Low five. I love it.
I'm so happy.
And Halula says, I mean, from where I'm from, which is, I guess, where Rafina's from, isn't reservoir supposed to be like water?
Yes.
Like, not just like stuff, right?
Right.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you guys are talking like it's that we have to, that you want to contaminate the lichen, but...
No, we didn't say we want to. I mean, we didn't seriously say we wanted to. We were just joking. Get used to the group, Halula.
No, I'm just saying, like, it seems like you're thinking that it's saying like the lichen reserves. I think reservoir is something.
Right. Water. The pipe is down there. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, but it.
Right. But we just didn't see a reservoir.
Right. But I'm assuming they pump the water in at different times. Or that's what I was saying before. Maybe they don't need the water. And it's just some kind of big, confusing con that I cannot puzzle out yet. which is very frustrating for me.
I'm sorry.
I think we should pretend we never saw this sign. Let's move along.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't affect us.
Bathak lets the door slam shut.
For now.
Oh, God. Decision made. You've just sealed our doom. It just has an arrow that says, over here, fire pit. And we're just, that's our only option now. Oh,
yeah, the sign is actually upside down. Like, it swings, like, you see it swinging, and you realize all the letters upside down mean, through this gate is the only way to safety. If you turn around and ignore this sign, you will burn in worm hell for all eternity.
I really wish we could breathe under fire instead.
Yeah. I can
breathe under fire.
Gwen will go in the fire pipe.
Together we are unstoppable.
All right. It's awesome because, like, each of us, I can breathe in poison. She can breathe in fire. Some of us can breathe in water. But some combination of all of these will kill all of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Y'all can breathe through my socks.
Yes. That would definitely kill Bathwack. Yeah.
And Bathwack breathes through his underwear.
Yeah, duh.
All right. So you guys are going, I guess.
I guess.
All right. The pipe keeps going on.
There wasn't anything else that we were supposed to investigate, right? You're just saying there was a door and a sign.
That's what I told you, yeah.
And we still have that lady with us.
Yep.
But why? Wait a second, though. Why would there be no door handle on this side? Mm. That's weird. Like, even if they have the sign, why is there no handle? Can I look to see if there was a place to put a handle, to insert a handle?
There is a keyhole.
Okay. All right. There we go. Never mind. Mystery solved. Let's just get the fuck out of here.
Okay. So you get the fuck out of there. And you're going on for a little while longer. Keep going. It's still, you know, cavern. Definitely feel more of an upward slope now. It's pretty clear that you're going upwards. There's still glowing lichen everywhere. Again, that hasn't changed.
Okay.
Just to be clear, that still looks just as proliferous as it did when you first entered the cave.
So unless we go through, Will's going to say, if we're walking for a while, like, unless we go through another door like that, like, why would they need a reservoir of water for that one particular area? Is it something else that comes through the pipes?
Blood.
Blood. I hope Bathwick just whispers that creepily behind me in the dark cave. Who am I kidding? I'm not in the front. I hope he just whispers it in front of me and it reverberates.
I like to think he whispers it in Draconic, Gek. Though.
Oh, God.
Gek.
I know what that word means. My best friend is Gek. I know what that word means.
You know him too?
No, I don't know him.
He's a unicorn.
Keck's my boyfriend.
Totally dated him for a while.
Is he like the lead singer of that band?
Oh, yep.
Keck and the Kecks. Chiltron the Chilteras.
Keck Martin.
Keck and the Moon Lovers. Wait, Dreamers.
Yeah,
moon something.
Moon Beamers? Moon Dreamers. Moon Dreamers, you're right. Moon Dreamers. Keck and the Moon Dreamers. Oh.
They totally made an 80s cartoon about it.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So you guys are going.
Oh, I actually love it. No, that would work really well.
Yeah.
Picture Keck, right? The Keck.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And a white unicorn.
Uh-huh.
Singing with the microphone.
It definitely
there's
seems
like a crystal
like,
behind them.
Yeah, it totally
Monty,
seems like a cartoon.
Monty.
I know. But listen, the unicorn would be playing the bass guitar with his or her horn.
Yeah.
Right?
I was thinking more drums with the horn.
Gonna puncture all that nice.
I was picturing something much more mundane. I was picturing him standing up playing with his front hooves.
Yeah, that's because like Steed does it. Yeah, you know. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Steed is a backup singer, though.
He provided all the locals. The locals. He provided the locals. God, I can't. So, brain doesn't work. He provided.
I don't even know what time it is, but
Steed
we've walked a little bit.
Yeah.
We've gone through a door.
We're never getting out of this cave. We're dead in here.
You guys had a nice long conversation about your time in the cells. That was important.
Yes.
Yes. We did that.
Don't Check. Worry.
I might have more things to say when we get out
I
of
know!
The cave. I'm just kidding.
It's
you
not
know.
My fault.
It's okay.
Stop talking about
it's
Gordy
all your
the pig.
Fault. Stop talking about Gordy the pig. I've been talking about Gordy this whole time. I don't
I think
know
all,
how you guys
I thought all
of
these
it.
References were from that movie. I don't remember it at all, so I'm just assuming.
Yeah, Kex from Gordy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Eric, we've got to work on pacing. I don't
Okay.
I Let's really wish
it,
you
Abby.
Would plan a little better.
Okay. Guys, last time you just like vroom. Maybe like one of the I felt like the hardest decisions you ever had to make under pressure. You're like, okay, let's do it. Here we go. Okay, bye.
Yep, we totally. It's because you were really good at putting on the pressure. Now, if like a monster
right, you
was
guys
chasing
look behind
us right now,
you and there's a bunch of guards just
oh,
walking
no!
up the cave.
Wait, where did you come from?
They're just marching. They're closer. Oh. You hear the footsteps. They sound 10 feet closer.
Oh no!
All right. So you're following this pipe through the cave. It's mostly a sort of a straight shot. There's a pretty sharp bend up ahead, and you round the bend, and the passage abruptly opens into a very large cavern full of people.
Oh.
It's like one of those tourism things, like in Lancaster or wherever, you know, where they have like crystal caves somewhere. There's like a tour group in here.
Laurel Caverns.
Yeah. Penn's Cave has 50 ways to spend your summer.
Yeah. Are they talking or are they milling about?
It's like, you're shocked that you were surprised by this until you realize that it is very quiet, like very, very quiet.
Oh, no.
What? They're not talking?
No, they're all working.
Oh,
and they seem very focused on what they're doing.
I turn myself to look like whatever uniform the most nearby worker is wearing.
Okay,
I try to.
They're wearing jumpsuits that
zip myself into. Oh, that I'm already wearing, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah,
is
if you're as Marco, that's the same.
Okay, all right,
same
cool.
thing.
Then I'm still Marco. Oh. Yep,
Crumplemeyer.
I feel so good, guys. Time to go to work.
So to
no, but if I have to pick up a shovel, I quit.
You don't see any shovels.
Oh, good. Phew.
the cavern, looks like there's different stations where people are working. A lot of people are tending to the lichen. They seem to be growing in this very large cavern.
They're just like combing it with hairbrushes.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Styling it. They got some mousse. They're sculpting it into some pompadours. Some people are sort of carefully trimming the lichen in different places, kind of like very reminiscent of bonsai trimming. None of you know that, but you know the rest of you, real people,
like
do.
A bonsai tree.
Yeah, like a bonsai tree, like Mr. Miyagi, but lichen.
You think Mr. Miyagi's like a bonsai tree, like Mr. Miyagi, like he's
the only
a
bonsai
one
tree
one.
In the movie.
I don't know. I don't know Karate Kid very well.
Listen,
I just think of
he trims a bonsai tree in the Karate Kid.
I'm sorry that's the 180. That's the one movie that Eric can school me in, because as much as my dad loved the Karate Kid, I never would watch it. I did not get it. I was
You're
like,
dumb.
What is this? Yeah, I know. And Eric loves the Karate Kid, and I still haven't really seen it.
You know
it.
What Pumpkinhead is, and you don't know the Karate Kid.
I know what Karate Kid is, and I can even quote it, and I know who's in it. But the movie that I definitely know Ralph Macchio more for is My Cousin Vinny. That I know like word for word. I'm sorry that I don't know The Karate Kid.
Right.
Can you forgive me for not knowing
it's
one
all,
movie?
Okay, fine. It's like how Marissa Tomei trims a bonsai tree
in My Cousin Vinny. Exactly.
It's more in your wheelhouse.
Okay, I totally understand now.
This is a little tree.
Oh my god.
I love that movie so very much.
Do any of them have taint brushes?
Yeah, really?
No, they don't. They probably
No,
don't.
You don't see any taint brushes here. They're not as advanced as you, Denise. Some of them, they have the lichen, they are drying it in an area where the lichen is being dried. Afterwards,
lichen
it looks
kiln.
Like it's more like not with heat, more just like laying it out and having it like being trimmed or plucked and sort of putting it on like drying racks and that kind of thing.
Lichen brows.
Lichen brows. It's also being packed up and shipped out. It looks like there's an exit at the far end of the cavern. And then the other thing to note is the pipe you've been following, pretty close to where this passageway is, it ends, and there is a pretty sizable pool of water there, and the end of the pipe, water is flowing from the pipe into the pool. And some people are getting water from this pool, and they're watering the lichen, and it's looks very meticulous, like drop by drop, not like with just like a big watering can, like very precise. And there's a couple people even pretty close to where you guys are as you emerge, and some of them look up and they seem kind of disinterested, and they go back to their work.
Wait, they look up at us?
Yep.
Should we ask for a tour? We're getting a tour.
But yeah, I want a guide.
Well, we have one. I mean, not that he knows where he's going, but he looks like them.
Yep.
And can probably pretend he's our tour guide because we're the puzzle winners to get us out of here.
All right, everybody. We're going to quietly make our way through the rest of the group here. Be quiet as all of the attendees of the lichen, the holy lichen attendee folk is how we refer to them in this town.
That you don't remember the name lichen. Of?
I can't remember the
name of the town. Fuck. Moros Inlet.
Moros Inlet. It's Moros Inlet. It's a very important town that I live in and I love. I have a t-shirt with it on it. I invented that and I'm going to start selling them because I love Moros Inlet so much, guys. Come on. Over there.
Are you actually doing this?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Like I'm keeping it quiet
because
I'm trying to make it look like, yeah, because I mean, we can't just walk. Like, it'll be weird.
I'm just making, I didn't know if you were, if it was over a there, bit they're drying or if you were doing it. This.
Over there, They're I don't know. Is this plants, guys? Is this a plant? Do plants need water? That's okay. Yeah, they're watering the plants over there. Check it out. This is the watering station. That's water right there. And this is a cave. This is.
All right. I need everybody to give me a perception check. It's a good thing. It's to see if you see the snack table.
Oh, man.
Don't assume it's bad.
Ooh, I got a 16. I might see the snack table.
Ooh, I got a 19. I better see the snack table.
Bathwack got a 6.
Poop. I'm finding it.
No snacks for Bathwack.
Terrible perception bonuses, except for Rufina. She's a 4. And that's a total of 12 for Rufina.
It's still not great.
So initially, just Will and Gwen can hear very faintly in the distance. A very peculiar noise, which I don't know if any of you will recognize it, but you can tell me if your character does. I will play it for you momentarily. Just bear with me.
Is this outside of the cave or in the cave?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Cloven. Cloven.
I don't know. I started singing the Little
Mermaid.
I started singing the Little Mermaid theme. Like,
I would rather hear that. I know. It's like. If
what
only Cloven was singing that. Oh man,
is that a comb thing? What, like a, when a people didgeri- play the?
It's a jaw, a juice harp. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it sounds a little bit didgeridoo-ish, but it's definitely one of those mouth harp things.
Very quickly, the rest of you are able to hear it as well, as it's getting louder, and it does seem to be coming from the other side, the other exit of this this cavern.
Oh, that is creepy.
As you hear it, it seems like the rest of the people in the cavern, you know, notice it as well. And everybody give me an insight check.
Oh my god, listen to it.
It's so fun.
It is really fun, but not like in a cave. I'm really nervous.
Right?
It's kind of weird. Wait, what roll? I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh, I am doing well today. 17.
Nice.
Because my insight bad.
I am neither insightful nor perceptive.
Oh, that's why I got a 4. Everybody else, you notice that everybody around you seems to be much more hardworking.
Oh.
They're like straightened up and like they were pretty intense in what they were doing at first when you first got in here, but now it's like amped up a lot. You can tell there's like a tension in the air as this noise gets louder.
Can I like roll a check to see if it's fear? Like like you well, said just, tension. Let's see what like,
you rolled. You rolled an 18.
Like, just looking at a nearby person, do they seem
I wouldn't call it fear.
Okay.
It's definitely, maybe at most, like, worried.
Oh. Hmm.
But just more alert, like, more, a little more on edge, wow. kind of.
And is it in the cave or outside of the
it
cave?
It seems like it's coming closer. It's getting where? Louder. From the it's other exit of this large cavern. Like Ooh. I said, there's an on the other so side of this big room.
Someone's coming. Someone's coming. Someone's coming. Someone's coming. Guys, someone's coming. Oh God, what do? Do we hide? Do we pretend that we're supposed to be here this whole time? They're nervous. What do?
Let's hide. Let's hide. Let's dive under this desk.
I'm a little big to hide.
Yeah, you don't see very too many good let's hiding spots for you. Put you in a for
jumpsuit. Oh, no. Poop.
I wish I.
And then from the passageway emerges a figure who is in fact playing a Jew's harp or jaw harp or mouth harp.
Okay.
It is an older elf in a brown suit, and he is sort of strolling along, just looking around. Seems almost looks like he's a little lost. Mm-hmm. Behind him, trailing on the floor, you notice four... is disembodied the word? I guess. What? Disembodied hands.
What?
Clattering along the floor of the cave behind him.
Oh my God.
Will you suddenly have a mini panic attack as you see that these are very reminiscent to what jumped on you when you were fighting with Baba Lasaga?
That's right. No.
Okay.
And this person is sort of strolling around the cavern, and it looks like he's kind of like sometimes looking at what people are doing, but otherwise sometimes just like kind of like just like looking around, like looking at the lichen, and just goes over to the pool and looks down at the water.
Does Gwen recognize him at all?
Yes, you've never met him, but you've heard descriptions enough that this is Crumplemire.
Yes. Like, you guys, that is Merrick Crumplemire.
No.
He has pet hands? Like, what is...
Okay, well, I haven't heard about that, but it's got to be him. It would explain why everyone's acting like this. And he looks like what I've heard. Except for the hands. I never heard of that. But...
What do we do?
I didn't expect him to have such a groovy beat, man.
I'm going to go say hi.
I'm going to go pretend that I'm studying lichen. I'm going to run to the lichen. I'm just going to run to the nearest lichen.
It's everywhere.
Okay, let's get our story together. Are we going to say that we're the puzzle winners?
I'm going to go up to him and say we're the puzzle winners. I want to be able to talk to him. Like, this is our chance to talk to him.
Gwen, we're not supposed to be here. Remember? It's regulated. I mean, you guys aren't supposed to be here. I snuck you in because I belong here. I'm not in trouble. Someone else snuck you in here. And I'm just here to escort you out. Let's get out of here, you bad guys. Come on. Let's get out. You're not supposed to be here. I'm trying to develop a plan out loud. I have no idea what to do. I found you in the cave. It could be like that. Like, I found them. They need to get out. I don't know. Guys, is Crumplemire an evil wizard? Is he a wizard? What is he? Oh, no. I didn't think we were going to have to encounter him so soon.
I want to pick his brain. I want to talk to him. Let's just go meet him. Yeah.
But our
meeting, we were going to meet him anyway.
It's tomorrow. What? You guys, people who are important don't like having their schedules messed with. I'm telling you from experience.
Will, it's tomorrow today. Let's just do it right now.
But this isn't tomorrow today. It's the other side. This is forever now. Oh, no.
Tomorrow where it's supposed to be.
Tomorrow where it's supposed to be.
At this point, he is crouched down near a patch of lichen that a couple people were tending to, and they've moved out of the way, and he's like very close to it, and he's still playing his harp.
All right, I'm going to put Will in an uncomfortable position. tour guide, who is that? Can we go meet him? I'm going to say it loudly.
I whirl around with my eyes open like, what? Yeah, sure, maybe.
I would love to meet him. That looks like Merrick Crumplemeyer. Merrick Crumplemeyer, is that you?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I don't know. He's very busy, and he's playing his special...
He's not anymore.
We're not even supposed to
be he's
here.
Not.
He's not anymore.
Oh, he's not. Oh, guys. Oh, no.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.